That's Life, October 14, 2022, by Louis Vincent Balbi. Driving home from the doctor's, an endocrinologist, with better news about the hyper this and the hyper that than I feared I would get facing old man troubles, I replay welcome words. I'll change this grip, then we'll wait and see what the new tests tell us. Nothing to worry about for now. As I approach home, I decide to go for a ride to shop for some groceries. Usually I don't like driving, but the day in the road seemed to desire my company and arouse my wanderlust. Today is not the day for the same old, same old. Reality's routine grows tiresome as you spend more and more time with memories and less with dreams. Driving down Grand Boulevard off Deer Park Avenue, Sinatra sings That's Life. I'm in a mood, a good mood, maybe a great one. Blue sky, warm sun, curvaceous clouds, a wonderful October day. Far better than we deserve, far nicer than it should be for fall. But the seasons are not what they once were. I guess nothing is. Warm sunlight caresses me gently like a luminous lover, rousing beside me, beaming. The air, not to be outdone, gently fondles the hairs on my head, face, and arms, intimate as only a breeze can be, if it chooses to be. A truly glorious day. As I near Comac Road, muscle memory makes me want to turn right toward my Uncle Primo's house. Then a pleasant thought. It would be so great to visit Uncle Primo today. Waiting at the next red light, the world that was darkens, and the storm breaks. My insides tighten, and my soul aches as my happy mood is eclipsed by gloom. Time for that, a visit, is over and done. My Uncle Primo's gone. Just a couple of months ago, he passed on. No more days remain for gray-haired uncle and gray-beard nephew to sit in the backyard with a bottle of red wine, maybe a Malbec or a Merlot, or at the kitchen table with cups of espresso. Not anymore. No. Not ever again. Never, never, never. Echoes a dejected voice. The abyss has found me, and the world tilts. Gravity dragging me off the edge. Dizzy, my hands desperately cling onto the wheel like it was a ledge. My arthritic thumbs sting so much I could cry. But I refuse to tear up. I do not care to die driving near blind by death's shadow poking my eyes as its despairing lies agonize my ears. I pull into a parking spot as I near Stop and Shop. I grab hold of my lifelines, a pen and sheet of paper, to write down my thoughts and face my feelings, but only at arm's length. I am too much a coward to risk a single tear falling, too afraid it might turn into a churning waterfall of weeping and wailing. For Primo is not my only loss. But I cannot fall into darkness. I fear I have become too frail. I am just no longer strong enough to climb back out of any deep hole of hell. Yet, I embrace a thought as if it was the man himself. It would be great to visit Uncle Primo and see his smile and feel his hug and hear his voice one last time. But it is way too late and far too early to see him again, for now.